Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity, and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, motivation, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danny Cole. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And because of that, I'm going to bring you great content every single show. And that's exactly what you're going to get here today. If you, like me, like real estate, then you're going to love our guest. Whether you're looking to buy your first home, your second home, an investment property, your 100th investment property, doesn't matter. You're going to get a lot of powerful information from our guest. Today, we have got our mortgage specialist. It's our go-to for any mortgage. Our mortgage specialist, and she's also the co-owner of Mortgage Pro, Summer Britt. Guys, and if you don't know who she is, she's going to give you all the contact information, but go ahead and look her up on Facebook. She's amazing. You can find a ton of information out about her. And you can also go to strongerthanfailure.com, click on podcast. And it's about a year and a half ago, she was on the show. And find out her story, a lot about how she got started. And now we're going to learn a lot about where she's at now. And a lot of information you guys want to know about homes and investment properties and everything of the such. So without further ado, Summer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be back on. I mean, it's crazy. Everything has changed so much in the past year and a half. I mean, between COVID and everything else going on, it's amazing that we are here and we're still, you know, hustling and doing amazing no matter all of the craziness that has been going on and being able to get through it. I mean, being stronger than all of the crazy.
All the adversities that happen, that's going to take place. And that's one thing, no matter what, things are going to happen in the world, but it's a matter of how we look at it and what we're going to do to either capitalize of it, you know, what opportunities do we see,
right?
Or what obstacles, you know, it depends upon your mindset.
Yeah. And it's more of, you know, it's not so much what happens, it's more of what you do about it and like what you learn from it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yep. And that's with anything, no matter what it is. Yeah. As long as you learn from what you're going through, you're going to grow. Grow through what you go through.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So now I got a question before I go into a lot of the questions about everything as far as investments and properties. But,
all right.
You know, so how has business been? Like, so I know it's been crazy. It's been a wild year for you because you got started, what, right about a year ago with your own business, right?
Yeah. So I moved from being just a loan officer at another company. You know, I've been doing that for, at that time, about 3 years. And then I had an opportunity knock and was able to partner with my amazing business partner, Chuck. Literally could not do anything without him. But, you know, he basically kind of came to me and gave me an amazing opportunity. And I was like, yes, I'm in. And he was like, do you want to like sleep on it? And I was like, no, I'm in. Like, let's start right now. Let's go.
Say, where do I sign? Let's get it done.
Take over the world. Come on.
All right. So being there now, how much is business with COVID and everything else going on? How much has business grown in that year time frame? And like, did you market all a whole lot or what did you do to market?
Yeah. So honestly, the power of social media is absolutely amazing. When I see a business owner who's not on social media, I'm like, what are you doing? But honestly, when networking events and everything were shutting down, you weren't being, you know, you can't go out, you can't do anything. A lot of closings were like only the people who had to be there. So I couldn't even make half of those. And I mean, I go to pretty much all of our closings. So that was weird.
And that's one thing, real quick, let everybody know that most, as far as anybody who's in the business, if you bought a home or anything dealt with, you know, your mortgage person just never, they never go. Never. Summer is always hands-on involved with, I see her on, you know, Facebook and different things where she's always working late, 10, 11, 12 o'clock with your clients, getting everything done. And you go to all the closings, like you are their one-on-one, like you are their go-to. And I love that about you.
Yeah. I mean, if, you know, heaven forbid something happens at closing and they need something, I want to be there, be on the ground, being able to get it done. That kind of sounds dramatic, but it's true. Like if they're like, you know, I see an email that comes across and, you know, so-and-so didn't get the email for whatever reason. I'm there. I see it. I know what's happening. You know, I can be like, hey, guys, we've been waiting on funding for however long. This is ridiculous. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
You know, so if I weren't there, I wouldn't know. But, you know, it has been an amazing year. Interest rates have been absolutely amazing. They still are amazing. So we really, even though we couldn't go out as much and do as much, you know, social media, just, you know, hammering clients that we've worked with in the past, agents that we've worked with in the past, you know, just trying to get anything done that we can. We do a lot of kind of game planning for clients who aren't quite ready to purchase a home. So like we can...
And real quick, I'll say elaborate on that. So game planning, because a lot of listeners don't know what that means, which I kind of do. But yeah, let them know as far as what the game plan is so they can get that home.
Yeah, exactly. So that's exactly what we do. We take all the information that you give us. We do a soft pull on your credit. We run a what-if simulator. So that means, so a soft pull doesn't hurt your credit, for one. It doesn't, you know, lower your score, which is always good. We want to keep that score as perfect and pristine as possible. So then we can run a what-if simulator. And basically on that what-if simulator, it's going to say, all right, what if we pay off this collection? Or what if we pay down this credit card? What will that take your score from? And sometimes it's a ridiculous, you know, paying down one card and calling one collection company and trying to negotiate something with them and your score goes up exponentially. I mean, we just had a client that we spoke to 3-4 months ago and she had a low 500 score. We did the what-if simulator. She did the things that we asked and came back to us 2-3 months later and her score had shot up to like a mid 600s and now she can buy a house.
That's amazing. Holy cow.
Yep.
In 2 months time frame.
In 2 months. And that's the thing. Like a lot of people always tell me like, oh, well, I know I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I don't know what I qualify for, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just do it. Like, I need your application. Just do the application. You know, we're going to work with you through this. I'm not a bank. I care about you. You know, you're not just a number, a paycheck to me and or my partner and our team. Mm-hmm. And so we want to get you to that dream goal of owning a house, firing your landlord. So we're going to be there with you and walk you through the steps and make sure that it happens.
See, that's amazing. And a lot of people don't do that, that what-if simulator. They don't, you know, they don't know the process, the steps too, and how to. They hear a lot of information. Well, like for me, I had sent a friend of mine, Stacy, to you. Mm-hmm. And because what I've been told and what I was taught doing credit repair was, all right, if you've got several different credit cards, it's better to take a loan out to pay those off because as far as revolving versus installment debt is looked at differently. But when you did the what-if simulator, it dropped your score versus even increasing it.
Right.
So yeah, no, without a doubt, yeah, that's amazing. And everybody needs that with you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, everybody's score is seen a little bit different because what you have on your credit versus what I have on my credit, you might have 5 credit cards and I might have 3 credit cards, but you've had yours for 10 years and I've had mine for 5 years and yours has, you know, this, then the third, mine has this, then the second, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I pay down my card, if I pay off my card, it helps my score. But if you pay off your card, it hurts your score.
All right.
And so that's the thing where we're doing these what-if simulators and a lot of like general speaking credit repair. They're just like, oh, pay down your cards, pay off your cards, blah, 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 blah. Well, for some people that might help, but some people that might hurt. So it really depends.
So how come, because that's something I've never really understood.
Right.
I never got the straightforward answer from anybody or anything that I read. How come when you pay it down, it does, like, it'll drop your credit score? Because mine, I've got, I think, like, 9 credit cards. So I've got, like, almost, like, I think $96,000 of available credit, right?
Right.
I paid off, I have one credit card, had about $1,000 on it. Paid it off, and it actually dropped down, like, 18 points. So I was like, because I was right at an 800 and dropped down 18 points. I'm like,
right.
So how do I, like, what's the deal there?
Some cards like to see a 10%, 20% utilization that stays on there. And that just shows the history building and stuff like that. When you pay it all the way down, you no longer have that utilization. So for some cards, it hurts. But, you know, you could literally pay off the other card and it could help. And that's where the what-if simulator comes in because it is so tricky. Because the algorithm for credit repair or credit scores are so temperamental. It really...
They're kind of card specific and account specific
so
and everything.
Specific.
Okay.
And I mean, even like I could pay off a collection and it would help. But if I paid, you know, off this other collection, it might hurt.
Wow.
And sometimes it's more of how long has that collection been on your report, because you're kind of bringing it back to the surface.
Gotcha, yes.
But,
I do know that.
You know, this one's a newer one, so if you pay it off, it helps. You know, it's crazy. And that's why I'm just like, look, like, rather than you trying to play this guessing game of what you might do and what you might not need to do, or even with people with down payment, you know, we have some really amazing down payment assistance programs. And I'll have somebody say, well, I don't have 20 grand in the bank. Somebody said I need 20. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, we have other options. And, you know, yes, sometimes it doesn't make sense to have down payment assistance because it does typically have a higher interest rate. Mm. But if it makes sense for you to get out of that rental and get into a home where you're still paying less and now you have a house, you know, that, yeah.
And then you can
sense.
Always refinance later once, you know, give exactly. another year or two and then refinance later and boom, you're perfect.
Exactly. And that's a lot of the time, you know, even with like self-employed people, we do bank statement loans. Mm. And then, you know, once they file their taxes and it shows better, you know, we can refinance them and put them into a conventional loan. So you're only having that, even say a 5 or 6% interest rate isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Thinking back 20 years.
Oh my God.
When they were 14%. Like,
it was nuts. Like, holy cow.
Exactly. So that's the kind of thing that we, a lot of the time, you know, newer people who aren't so into the industry, they see that 6% and they saw their friend who got a 2%. And I'm like, Well, they're a W-2. They have an 800 credit score. You are self-employed. You write off all your taxes.
Yeah, it shows you only make 30 grand a year when you're actually making about a mil. You
exactly.
know, but that's what you want to do. But
right.
it also hurts you in the long run, too.
I always say you're either going to pay the IRS or you're going to put that money into your house.
Yeah.
You know, when you're self-employed, yeah. you kind of have to make that decision. And eventually you can, you know, fix one or the other and refinance and get into a better rate, but for some people it doesn't make sense to do that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, being self-employed, sometimes they don't have, you know, the money to do 20% down or what have you, and it makes more sense to get a payment plan with the IRS. You know, it just, yeah. it's, everybody is different, and that's the thing with mortgages. You can't, there is no cookie cutter, submit the application and hope it looks good. I mean, it's, you got to dig a little bit deeper, and that's kind of what we do. And that's another thing, you know, when we're a broker, so we work with about 70 different lenders.
Oh, wow.
And when we were setting up with our lenders, we were like, okay, we want to make sure that we can do anything. We want to make sure we have the regular programs, the great jumbo interest rates, the perfect score, you know, never going to be beaten by the bank. We have amazing VA rates for our veterans and stuff like that. And we also have the non-traditional bank statement, the crazy one-off loans. We have, mm-hmm. you know, that one lender we only use for this one crazy
but you've got them.
Scenario
yeah.
that we may get one day, you know? And that's really, honestly, like, we really have built such an amazing company, and we have an amazing team behind us. Our assistant is amazing. My partner is amazing. We work together. We're on the phone all day, every day, working till midnight
yep.
a lot of the time, or I'll be out at networking events and he'll be at home, you know, in his home office working on our files while I'm going out and getting us new business.
I say, I got this client, go put him in the computer yeah,
yes.
while you're there in the office.
Right. And our application's even mobile friendly, so I'm just like, go ahead, fill it out, you know?
Isn't that one of the amazing things, though, as far as with technology now? It is so much more easy. Like, you know, like I said, get something right there on the mobile app. Just
right.
forward to them. They can DocuSign or whatever.
Yep.
It makes it easy.
Exactly. And that's you know, the thing is, like, a lot of the time people think of the mortgage person as the really scary, you know, we're going to look into we're going to deep dive into all your dirty secrets, mm-hmm. you know, and
you're that final say so yes or no, and
right.
there's a secret. So it makes everybody intimidated.
Yeah.
That's why I send so many people to you, because you're so easy. You're open. You help everybody, again, walk through the process,
right.
you know, like you're a family member, really.
Exactly. And that's how we want to feel. I mean, we've literally done all of our friends and family's loans as well. And we treat every single client the same exact way as we would. You know, my brother just closed on a loan in Tallahassee. I was at his closing. My partner's brother, he closed on his home. You know, we treat them just like our other clients, as if everybody was family.
See, and that's the way everyone should do. So I'm proud of you. That's why y'all do so much, and that's why I send so much to you, as much as I can.
For sure. Exactly. We love it. We love what we do, and I think that reflects on our business.
It does. Now, question, as far as, let's go right to investment properties, because okay. A lot of people are, there's so many investments that people are trying to get into, make extra money right now.
Right.
How much, I know it's different, but how much do you typically need for a down payment? Because I know that one, the guy I sent to you, that was on Facebook, messaging right. back and forth, he was told 20%, but he's trying to do two properties, and he said he can do 10% if he's doing two. And he's like, hey, you say, hey, talk to me. I'll talk to you about it. So what needs to be done? Is it 20%? Is that solid? Can it change?
If it's an investment property, solely investment property, yes. That's going to be 20%. Now, right. I just bought, speaking on buying primary personal homes, mm-hmm. I just bought my own home.
Congratulations,
so Thank you. But now I'm looking at, you know, potentially buying a second home. And, you know, if I'm buying a second home in the beach, you know, I can rent that while I'm not there, as long as I'm there a certain amount of weeks out of the year, and kind of depends on which program, but that one's 10% down.
Okay, perfect.
So,
as long as you're there X amount of weeks throughout the year, then you can still have to do an Airbnb the other time.
Right. Yeah.
Girl, or that's going to be great. At the beach, too?
You know,
money.
I'm already there anyway, so
yep.
I was like, I really just need somewhere to stay. But I don't want to, you know, be getting hotels all the time and spending all that money. Why would I do that when I can just buy another property that I'm going to be in probably all of winter? And, mm-hmm. you know, and then during the summer and the, you know, when everybody wants to go to the beach, Airbnb-ing and making some money off of it.
Yeah, because just doing it during the summertime, it'll pay for the wintertime as well.
Right.
And then you have extra cash, because right now with Airbnbs are short-term rentals.
Yes.
Like Jay Crawford, you and I both follow as far as on Facebook. That guy kills it. Like, he's amazing.
It's honestly, that's kind of the move right now, or Airbnb, short-term rentals, VRBO, all that stuff. And, you know, typically you're going to do 20% down. So if you're just buying an investment property, is an investment property, it's typically 20% down.
Okay.
But now we have programs that look at your income, and then we have programs that look at what the house will rent for.
Okay.
So then, for example, if you are self-employed and you write off all your income, you can still buy an investment property by looking at the rent of the property rather than your income.
See, that's great. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that want to get into it, but did not know that.
Right.
So that's great to know.
Yep. And then, I mean, as well as if you already own, you know, say three properties and you're stretched thin as far as your income goes and taxes and everything, you know, this is another way for you to get another property without looking at everything on your credit. I mean, we do look at your credit score, but as far as your liabilities, your debt-to-income ratio, that doesn't really matter.
That's really cool. Okay, good deal then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at the credit score. You don't make sure they have been paying the mortgages.
Right. You definitely we do make sure that you're paying the mortgages that you currently have.
Yes.
Because we definitely don't want to give you another mortgage if you're not paying your other ones.
He's like, oh, don't worry about it. You see, it's going to make money. We're good.
Right. No, not quite. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of programs that you could say were from pre-2008, but they're a little more strict. I mean, that's kind of a program that would be 2008-ish.
Gotcha.
Thinking, like, a lot of people, when I tell them that, they're like, oh, 2008, everything's going to blow up. And I'm like, it's not, we're a little more careful, you know, and stuff like that. So it's, those are great programs for newer investors as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be like a super seasoned investor to do one of those programs.
Yeah, because I got my best friend, one of my best friends, we purchased a property over in Fairburn. So we just pay for it cash. But we're also looking at something up in Gatlinburg. So that right there, you know, it's a little more expensive.
Right.
So it probably won't be straight cash for that one. So I'll probably be talking to you about that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, right now we're in Georgia and Florida, mm-hmm. but in the next, hopefully before the end of the year, we'll be in Texas and Tennessee as well. And then first quarter of next year, South Carolina again.
Girl, you're killing it. I love it. Yeah. You and Chuck's busting this thing wide open.
Man, I have been doing so much continuing education and pre-licensing because I've been licensed in Georgia, Florida, Texas, and South Carolina for a while now, but we have to get our company licensed as well, so it's like an extra step.
And then, yeah, it's just more CE hours, yeah.
More paperwork, more money. Mm. They just want more money.
Always, honestly. Yeah.
That's really about it. and then I'm getting the pre-licensing done for Tennessee because we do so much work in, like, North Georgia, and so many of our agents are licensed in both that it just makes sense.
Yeah,
if
I think
it makes
it
money, it makes sense.
Exactly, because a lot of cabins, what we're looking at is buying a cabin as far as renting those things out, because up in, like, the cabins up in North Georgia, up in Tennessee, mm-hmm. they're always rented out. It's not seasonal like condos down in Florida. They're always rented out making money.
It's crazy, yeah. One of my insurance agents just bought a cabin up in North Georgia somewhere, and she said since the day she bought it, it has been rented out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to move north instead of going to the beach, but I still want the beach house as well. So
I'm like, I want to get the condo down at the beach, yep. and then have the cabin really just every once in a while, but rent it out all the time.
Right, exactly. I mean, I eventually want to have properties pretty much everywhere, because anywhere that's gonna make money, you might as well.
Yeah.
Any sort of passive income, definitely with the craziness and so many people losing their jobs, mm-hmm. passive income and multiple streams of income is more important now than ever.
I think so many people are realizing that because with the COVID, so many jobs are shut down. The mom and pops, a lot of them have closed down, unfortunately. And it's like, Warren Buffett and everybody, like all the major entrepreneurs that are very successful tell you, you have to have multiple streams of income. Passive income, especially, because if you're not making money while you sleep, if you're always having to work for it, something happens to you, it's going to dry up.
It's over, yeah. I mean, the average millionaire, I think, has seven streams of income. So, just I'm working on it.
I love it. All right. So we talked about you do need 20% down, but there are other ways as far as investment properties. Now let's switch over to just residential.
Yep.
So our first-time home buyers, right? What do they have to have 20% down, or like what's going on there for them?
No. So honestly, doing a first-time home, I just purchased my first home. I did 5% down.
Nice.
Personally, just because of the market and conventional was more competitive than FHA, which I think is crap personally. But as long as the house is good, you should be fine. But anyways, I digress. So you can do a 3.5% FHA. Mm-hmm. So on a $200,000 house, that's $7,000. And, some have and some don't. But if you do, you're going to get great interest rates. It's an amazing program. You can always go the 3% conventional as well. That does have income limits. So if you make too much money, they're like, well, you should have the other extra 2%. That's the struggle.
So what's the income level, just so people do know, or ballpark level?
I believe it's around 74 to 80,000.
Okay.
It depends on where you're looking to buy. So depending on the median income of that area, that's what the kind of limit is. One of my favorite programs to do is USDA. And with so many people wanting to get out of the city, now granted, we obviously still have people moving to Atlanta every day,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people are looking to get, a little bit further out, maybe some land, etc.
How much further out do you got to be for it to be USDA? How far away from the city? Like, give us a city example, I guess.
So, one, you can go on Google and Google USDA eligibility map.
Okay.
And it will show you a whole diagram, and the area in yellow does not qualify. The area outside of the yellow, that does qualify.
Okay.
But for example, I believe over towards like Villa Rica area, and then up where I live, up in North Forsyth, almost Dawsonville, and then most of the east side of Lake Lanier, once you get kind of away from the lake, And then...
What about the south side of where I'm at? I'm over in like Teacher City area, so what about over here?
Like, I believe most of Henry County and south.
All right.
And then, but like Macon doesn't include, but out like right outside of Macon, like the city part of Macon, gotcha. And then like right outside of Macon. And so it's very, like Athens, for example, is not USDA, but right outside Athens, you're fine. Okay. And then, so like there's kind of like space between Atlanta and Athens that's USDA, and then Athens is in, and then... From Athens to...
So, yeah. Basically, everybody just look at web address?
USDA eligibility map. All if right. you just Google it, it'll be like a .gov website. You just go in, you hit accept, and then I think you just hit the map, like the map button, and then the map comes up.
Perfect. Now, why do you like the USDA loans?
So, they're a 0% down loan, but it's not a down payment assistance program. So it still has amazing interest rates, okay. just like an FHA loan. So it's great for first-time home buyers, new families, people, you know, who are wanting to live outside. But you can use it. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer to do a USDA loan.
Okay. So it can be your second property or investment property?
Can't be an investment property.
No, but your second property that you're going to be at for a little bit and then Airbnb it out for the rest.
So, can't be a second home,
okay.
but if you have a house and this is going to be your primary and you're moving out and maybe you're going to rent the first one,
okay.
but you're going to live in the second one, then,
gotcha.
Then you can have, you know, a USDA loan.
Okay. I see where we're going, yeah.
yeah. And then FHA, you know, it's if you have an FHA home. And then you want to buy another house to move into and have as a primary, you have to be like 100 miles away from your first FHA
Oh, really?
Home.
Okay. Man, and so then, there's a couple things I didn't know about.
Yeah. And then most condos are going to be conventional. So if you're in the city looking at a condo, a lot of them aren't FHA approved, but I can look it up if, you know, somebody's looking at a condo and wants to go FHA. I can look it up and see if it's approved. And if not, I can even look into getting it approved for them.
Okay. Now, so we learned a lot about that, the USDA loans, different loans, and then we talked about the credit score. So let me ask you real quick, the difference, all right, one, all right, what credit score does someone have to have just to get qualified for a loan? I know there's different ones, but like, what's right. kind of the main score?
So the like minimum for just a normal, easy breezy loan would be a 580.
Okay.
Now, with being that low, there are kind of stipulations, like if you have a whole bunch of lates and, you know, you have some marks on your credit, they're not going to be open to that.
No.
Once you run it through the automated underwriting system, it's probably going to say no, but, you know, we can always look anyways. But like I said, there's so many ways to get that score up really quickly. So even if you're in the, like, the mid-500s, high-500s, we can work with that and get you where you need to be.
Perfect.
As long as you're willing to work and get it done, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. But if you have 10% down and you just have some old stuff holding your credit down and you have above a 500, then there are programs for that as well.
All right, perfect. All right. So, you know, a lot of people ask, they've asked me before, all right, okay, what's the difference between having like a, you know, a 640 where you do get approved for a loan, really not too many hoops to jump through, and somebody with an 800 credit score? So like, what's the difference and why should somebody say, okay, I'll be okay with, you know, mid sixes credit score or working on it and getting an 800?
I mean, it's really just going to be the interest rate. More programs are open to you the higher your credit score is. You know, you're going to have more options.
Like what?
Like, you know, a conventional loan, they like to have higher, you know, high 600s,
okay.
700 plus credit scores. FHA is more... doesn't really care as much, you know, as far as mid 600s versus high or low 600s.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, the down payment assistance programs, that's also where that comes into play, is the better your credit score, the better your down payment assistance program you'll have, you know, eligibility for.
Okay, perfect. Now, are there a lot of programs right now, like with COVID going on? Are there a lot of down payment assistance programs out there?
So as far as like our lenders go, we're pretty much open, wide backup and, you know, ready to go. All the programs, everything's going and flowing. And yeah, we just, it's like normal.
All right, perfect then.
Great interest rates, great programs. Let's get her done.
All right, real quick again, interest rates. That's what I was like, what was it? I had to ask. Interest rates. So what are the interest rates right now? And in the foreseeable future, do you see them changing? I know time's running out. How much more time we got, Derwin?
Just, you got a couple of minutes there. Go right ahead.
All right, cool. So what are they right now? And do you see them changing anytime soon?
So we've had great interest rates for a while now. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them are high twos, low threes, you know, fours if it's a weird program. I mean, obviously the weird programs have higher interest rates, but, you know, they've also been saying that rates are going to go up for, they've been saying that for like a year now.
Yeah.
And they haven't. I mean, maybe like an inch here and like a hair there, but they typically kind of go back down, or it kind of evens out, or that's the new normal, but it's still low 300s, yeah. And it's still great interest rates.
It's still phenomenal, yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, I would just say it's a great time to buy. I know the market's crazy. It's hard to get offers in, but, you know, if the mortgage pro is buying a house in this crazy market, I can't say that it's a bad time to buy.
No, because you know it all. You know if it's going to be the best time to buy for interest rate, because, you've got all the information at your fingertips. So, yeah.
Right.
So if you're buying right now, so should everybody else. And if they are buying, who should they come and see?
The mortgage pro.
Exactly. All right, real quick, I know we're running down on time. Tell everybody how to get in contact with you, where they can find you, all your social media outlets, the whole deal, Summer.
So Facebook, Summer Britt. Right now, I think my profile picture is me in a red dress. I think so. I think that's right. And my Instagram is mortgage MTGPROLLC is my Instagram. And there's a lot of information on there. We post pretty much every day different information about programs going on and, you know, just anything new that's going to go on and closings and all that.
Perfect. We heard it right here, guys. If you got any kind of mortgage needs, whether it's a first property, second property, an investment property, you
or
know who to contact.
Or just a question. If you have a question, you're not quite ready, you don't know where to go or what to do, call me. My cell phone number is 470-302-1176. You can call me, text me. I'm here on weekends. I'll pretty much always reply. And if not, just text me again. I don't know what, I must have like, I don't know, died or something.
It went through because all the other messages you've been getting.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, even if you just don't know where to start or don't know what's going on, give me a call and we can give you a game plan and get you on the path to homeownership.
Exactly. So right there, guys, like she just said, if you don't know, get the game plan together. She's got the What If Simulator. If you don't know where your credit score is at, find out where it's at with Summer, and then she can walk you through how to get that score where it needs to be to get you the best interest rate, the best home loans, and if needed, the down payment assistance. She can help you with everything. All right, guys, we are closing out, so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of that family. We love you, and remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger than failure. Your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.